Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Stutz, Freddie Kiger, walking into the room. And Freddie, I was just thinking about something. You know, Thanksgiving is just about a week away.
Yeah.
6 days away.
Very late this year.
You ready for it?
Oh, I love this. We've talked about this several times.
It's the best holiday.
It's our favorite holiday. Mm-hmm. But I forgive me, everybody out there, and Ron, can't help. Friday, November 22nd, today.
Oh, I know.
Is the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Yeah. And it was on a Friday. And all of us who were alive at that point, we all remember where we were, what we were doing.
Where were you?
I was on the sixth grade playground at Rural Hall Elementary. And one of my schoolmates, Tommy Medlin, came flying out the end of the door to the wing of the sixth grade hall shouting, "They've killed the president. They've killed the president."
Wow.
And the whole schoolyard of kids went silent.
I was in the ninth grade. I remember coming out of the building, and there was somebody's mom waiting to pick them up. And she had the radio on, sitting in the car, and had her window down. And she saw me and said, "Come here, come here." And I listened, and they were making the announcement that the president had been shot.
Yeah.
It was just a day that, you know, time just kind of stood still.
The whole weekend was just...
Nobody will ever forget that.
Oh, my gosh. And then on Sunday, the shooting of Lee Harvey Oswald. That was a tough time.
It was.
Tough time. Mm. I mean, for my mother, Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
For many of the kids who were in high school during the 80s, the Challenger explosion, 9/11, of course.
Then there were some other horrible things were going to happen, you know, fairly soon after that.
Yeah.
With other people being assassinated.
Yep. It was just not a good time. Not. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? I think everybody should stop a second at some point today and just reflect, you know, think back.
Yeah. If you were around in 1963, it affected you greatly. I can guarantee it.
Yep.
In
a horrible segue, Hills do host Old Dominion tomorrow in football.
Okay. We've had horrible segues before.
Yeah. And here's a question about the matchup.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
In a first ever matchup.
On a much brighter note.
Yes. In a first ever matchup with ODU on the gridiron, the Hills welcome the Monarchs tomorrow. Based out of Norfolk, Virginia, they will move up to FBS status next July and compete in Conference USA.
Right.
It's a little bit of a toughie, but you can go to the internet and find out. What are the colors for ODU?
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Sutton's Drugstore. It's half off. $20 worth of food and drink available now for $10. Sutton's has fed the town of Chapel Hill since the early 20s, and their notorious burgers, sandwiches, hot dogs, and milkshakes bring customers back for more. Come and be served by the friendly staff and enjoy hot, fresh, and timely food, and leave with a full stomach and wallet. It's half off from Sutton's, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is kind of a toughie.
Yeah. What are the colors of Old Dominion?
Slate blue, silver, light blue.
I did not know that, man. I was wrong. I've been thinking black all this time.
Yeah. Well, the slate blue, silver, and light blue played football back in 1930 for the first time. Known then as the William & Mary Norfolk Division Braves.
Really?
They played until 1941. Then the program lay dormant until 2009. Bobby Wilder came on, who is their head coach, and entering this season under Wilder, the Monarchs are 38-10. Wilder has turned them into quite a competitive football power, and as we mentioned, they're getting ready to take the next step next football season. You know, it reminds us, you know, of the University of North Carolina, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Charlotte, as they like to be called now, beginning their football program.
Now, you said they were known as William & Mary something.
Yeah.
How does that square with William & Mary?
Well, William & Mary, if I remember correctly, is a state school in Virginia, and it was, like, I guess, an extension of the William & Mary program.
Yeah.
And they referred to themselves from 1930 to 1941. They played under the name William & Mary Norfolk Division Braves.
How about that?
Yeah.
Well, hey, listen, thanks.
And, thank you.
Enjoy the game tomorrow.
Well, I shall.
Let's hope we can master the Monarchs.
Very good.
You're welcome.